Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table,
a podcast where we play music even if we're blind. Yeah, I see your confused stare.
I'm so confused.
So recently,
people that are blind can play music, man.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking. So here's, I was mostly using it as a segue for the story. We recently had a church service where there was a setup for our Christmas program, but the setup, as amazing as it was, blocked all the musicians from the singers.
There was a wall of decoration,
right,
and set between us and them. So you mean like there's an obstruction,
right?
Not
exactly.
That we're I got you.
Right, bit of clickbait.
I was so confused. I was like, why is he?
Little bit of clickbait for you.
May I present to you Gordon Mote?
No, that's incorrect because my name is Tyler
and my name is Cody
and we're your friends.
That's true.
Wow.
Hey, brother.
Hi.
We have got a jam-packed show today.
It's funny you should mention that.
Right. But before we get into that, we're going to read a nice review.
Yeah.
That was, this one came, of course, 5 stars.
Of course.
This one comes in from Britt MW, and it says, one of my top faves in podcasts.
Yeah.
You go from laughing really hard to thinking really hard in a split second. Keep it up.
Wow.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, it just kind of sums it up, you know?
Thanks.
Thanks so much.
You the best assist.
We appreciate it very much. If you'd like to leave us a review, you can do that on Apple Podcasts or by going to our website where there's a whole review tab / section / thing.
Wow. Check out the thing.
Never have I ever.
Oh my. Oh.
I don't know why I felt the need to do that.
Me
either. It just happened, you know? What we do what we want.
Right. That's true.
We can do what we want.
That's true. On Never Have I Ever this week, I'm going to try to talk correctly. So clearly I've never done that. So
Never have I ever spoken clearly.
Right. No, this week on Never Have I Ever, Cody, I'm going to give you a scenario and you're going to tell me if you have or have not evered.
Cool.
So never have I ever volunteered to bring cups to an event.
Oh, yes.
Like, okay, what are you guys bringing? You're like, cups.
I'll bring cups and paper
you
plates.
You overachiever.
I try to do what I can. It's just one of those things where, like, if there's help to be done,
right,
I try to help out.
Rightfully, you know? So. Rightfully. Well, see, I haven't volunteered to do it, but it's been delegated to
you
me.
Get stuck
which
with
is,
it.
I don't know what that says, but it's like, I like to think of myself as someone who can cook, but it's not really like party food that I've cooked.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I want to make something, but it's like, I'm not going to make Ritz cracker crusted chicken breast to this party.
I think there's a pecking order to these kind of things that are unspoken.
Yeah. The elders first.
Well, it's like he who has the higher budget speaketh sooner.
Yeah.
You know, if you're
whatever you need, pies,
and you start throwing stuff,
potatoes, tomatoes,
you start throwing stuff out there. I can bring this. I can bring whatever you need. And then there's you and I.
Right.
Sitting back like,
I got you some cookies.
I mean, and I'm going to go buy them boys for like $2 for like 30. So you know that they're quality cookies.
I did that recently.
Yeah.
I messaged in this party group chat. I was like, I'll bring some dessert. And then I get to Walmart and I'm like, I'm going to buy dessert. And I bought some cookies and stuff.
I think that there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't either. And that's what I was going to say is that I don't think that there's anything wrong with volunteering to bring cups and plates. It's kind of like one of those, someone has to bring
someone
it.
Someone has to bring it.
You know
it.
What I mean? And if you volunteer to do it, that means you're like, hey, I'm not trying to be somewhere I'm not supposed to be.
Right.
I'm not trying to spend money I ain't got. Like,
it's here. It's an honorable quality called initiative.
It's right. It's your reasonable service.
That's exactly right. All right, brother, it's that time of year again.
Is this our third annual?
I think this is our third annual.
Wow.
And what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never tuned into one of these episodes before, Apple Music does something that's basically like Spotify Wrapped. It's Apple Music Replay. Now, Tyler and I are both Apple Music subscribers.
Correct.
So we don't get...
We want to make it to heaven.
Right.
So
we're, you know, yeah. So we don't get Spotify Wrapped. Instead, we get Apple Music Replay, which is basically the same thing.
Right.
We're going to tell you our top 10 most played songs of the year, starting at the number 10, which is has the fewest plays, and working all the way up to number 1. So without further ado, brother, would you like to do the honors?
You know what? I think I will.
Okay.
But give me just a moment. Okay, yes, I will be doing the honors, and I will be doing them now. Coming in at number 10 is Never Lost by Indiana Bible College.
Wait, you listen to Indiana Bible College?
Surprise!
How many plays does Indiana Bible College have on this particular song?
27.
Huh.
And, yeah. So
now, this is... IBC has put out 2 Never Lost.
This is the most recent album.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, this is the most recent album. And it's 27 plays. Here's the thing. I just say a forewarning. My plays are unbelievably low.
Really?
And I don't know if something happened to reset my plays or something like that or what it was. Because there was a moment where I switched from paying it out of my own pocket to paying it through Verizon. I don't know if that had an effect on it or anything, but it shouldn't.
I wouldn't think so.
But these are unreasonably low numbers.
Well, could it also be?
We will discuss.
Do you typically like? I know you pull up the videos sometimes and like listen to it that way. Could it be that
it's very possible? But the further we get into this list, the less probable that is.
Okay.
As you'll see. So what is your number 10,
brother? My number 10 is surprising to me. I'm surprised that I listened to this as many times as I did. It's a song that Sarah turned me on to. It's called Reasons, and it's by Hulvey. I don't know the right way to say that, but it's featuring Lecrae.
Oh my.
And Svrcina.
Wow.
I really like the way it opens, like, because I'm assuming the lady is the Svrcina. Right. But it just has a very good opening and stuff. And I found myself enjoying it to the point that I listened to it a total of 10 times.
10 times. Okay. Yeah. So we're still at a difference here. See, for me, Never Lost, what I liked about it was, well, basically, all of it.
Right.
It came out of IBC.
First of all, it's an IBC song.
I was about to say, I listened to the entire album a bunch. But I like that it had a whole lot of different soloists in there, that it had this really powerful exhortation in it. And I'm just like, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. Is that how it went, Tyler?
Right.
Yeah, buddy.
Number 9 is Anthem We Raised by Indiana Bible College.
Okay. And how many plays does this one have?
A whole 28 plays.
28. Now, keep in mind, listener, as we go, for both of us, Tyler's number 10 song had 27 plays, right?
Yes, correct.
So the next one above that has 28.
Right.
That is 27 plus 28.
Like, yeah, that's true.
This is like how many times you have listened
to a song. Well, a lot of these
song,
are
like,
consecutive, like back to back to back.
I understand. That's what I'm saying, is it's not like... I think we lose sight of that sometimes. It's like,
yeah,
that's
how many,
how many accumulative plays, right. How much time has been spent listening to music. So even though we may look at it and be like, oh, it only had 27 plays. Yeah, but then the next one had 28. Like, that's a lot of plays.
Oh, man. But see, with Anthem We Raise, I don't even remember listening to this one that much. This is why I'm so confused, because I feel like I listened to Never Lost way more than that.
You listened to it one less than that.
Yeah, I guess so. But, oh, Anthem We Raise is still good. It's it's very much an anthem, mm-hmm. like it says.
Perhaps one that we raised.
Right. Well, and I did.
Okay.
28
times.
to be precise. So definitely check that out. What about you, bro?
So here's where my list takes a turn. And okay. I wanna let you know, when I saw my list, I was like, wow. I had two realizations. I was like, first of all, this kind of tells a story that I'll get into. And 2, spoiler alert, I realized that my top 10 songs, I listened to all, I believe that all of these plays took place within months of each other.
Really?
Yes, and I want to say that it was during the summertime specifically.
Okay.
Because number 9 on my list is a song called The Distance by Gary LaVox,
nice.
Formerly of Rascal Flatts.
Correct.
So what happened was this. This is the year that he released a solo album, his first one.
Right.
And it had, I believe, 5 songs on it. It came out, and we've discussed the fact before that I've always liked his voice and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It came out, and the album just, it has a... There's something weird about the album. There's some sort of vocal effect that he has chosen to apply.
Yeah.
That literally baffled me. Because, like, when I heard that he was going to be doing this, I was like, that's legit. Like, I'm going to enjoy that. You know, can't right. wait to download that album all at once, like Tyler does with everything else.
Right.
And the album comes out, and the songs are good.
Right.
But the way it sounds, I remember even I sent a song or two to you.
Correct.
And I was like, bro, listen to this song, mm-hmm. but listen specifically for this. And you described it in a perfect way. You said, it sounds like my AirPod is busted. Like, it yeah. sounds like my AirPod has, like, the speaker's busted in it. And that's the vocal effect that is on his vocals and everyone else's vocals in this album. With that being said, a lot of my replays, some of them are just because I like the songs, but I did catch myself listening to them and trying to analyze, like, why is this way? And almost thinking, like, maybe if I listen to it over and over and over, I'll get used to it, you know?
Is that what happened?
That's literally what happened. And so I find myself with, spoiler alert, 4 of his 5 songs are on my list.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. Because I'm just like, what is this? Like, why is this way?
Yeah.
I wish it didn't have that effect. Because, let's be honest, he doesn't need it.
Right.
Like, why is it there?
Right. Well, maybe it was a poor quality recording.
This man has millions of dollars. I mean, he had... Well, and another thing, too... There's other songs that he did that are not on the album that don't have that effect. It's the most baffling, disappointing thing. With that being said, The Distance was his first single off of that album, and I listened to it a total of 11 times.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, 11 times.
One up from 10.
Right.
Proud of you.
Thank you, man. That's a total of 21 times I listen to music.
I am at 30. I think. No.
You're beyond 40, bro. You're probably right. Like, yeah.
50, 60. So 59.
I'm at 59. Almost 60. So there's that.
Ooh-wee. Okay.
What's your number 8?
My number 8 is That Great Name.
Who's it by, Tyler?
Drum roll, please. Indiana Bible College.
Shit. Big surprise.
The crowd goes wild in pure shock. Yeah, that one I actually really, really liked a lot. This one is one that I said that you would sound great singing mm-hmm. because you and the soloist on here have similar tones, and I just really, really enjoyed it. A lot of these songs, shock, are Indiana Bible College. As a matter of fact, there are... Should I spoil the number that are not Indiana Bible
College? That are not Indiana Bible College?
Yeah.
If you want to. This is our show, bro. You can do whatever you want.
There are 3 that are not Indiana.
Okay, so 7 out of 10 are IBC.
Correct.
Okay, well, there you go. The expectation has been set.
There is, I do have a big surprise at the end, though.
Okay.
A very big surprise.
Well, that's a teaser.
Right. But, yeah. So, That Great Name, very good song. Very upbeat.
I'll say this. There's potentially a surprise in mind. I say potentially because people may feel differently about it. So,
ooh.
We'll see. There's 2 teasers for you.
I guess we will see. Yes, That Great Name, check it out, brother.
Number 8 on my list is a song called While I Wait. by Gary LaVox.
Okay.
Featuring his daughter, Brittany.
I think this is one
This is one of them I sent to you. This one, as far as the effects go, is particularly bad.
I just want to be like, particularly good.
No. It's particularly bad. And this is one that I listened to a total of 11 times. Again, just trying to figure out, like, what is the deal? What is happening? But it's a good song. It's talking about, like, you know, I'm still going to praise you while I wait. Like, right. Until you heal me, until you do this, you know. Lord, I'll still praise you while I wait for these things to happen.
By the way, my number 8 was 31 plays. I did the math wrong and I was looking at it earlier, but it was 31, 28, 27.
Got you.
So yeah, there we go.
Sweet. Correction. What's your number 7?
My number 7 is It's Gonna Happen by IBC.
I know it will.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Tyler is going to have some IBC on his list. It's gonna happen.
I know it will. I also think that me and Cody would do good singing this one together.
I don't disagree with that.
I enjoy
with a proper
that.
Band.
Like, correct.
I would want it to have all the.
Can we be in two places at once? Can we be on band and singing? That'd be great.
Well, in some settings, like in the studio. We could. Right.
Well,
you lay down the tracks first, like
so
the music.
What you're saying is we're going to cover IBC's cover.
What I'm saying is our official announcement is officially happening.
No, this song is very good.
Abigail, also we need you.
Right. Very good. Very upbeat. Yeah. Okay. They're all IBC songs. So, I mean, like, it's me. I just went through and played them back to back.
What we're seeing here is you just listen to the album.
Literally. And then I skipped the ones I didn't like.
Yeah.
All three of them.
That, right. All three of them. Well, number 7 on my list is a song called A Little Love featuring Mercy Me, also by Gary LaVox. Now, the thing about this song here, this song, it seems to have less of the effect, but definitely still has it. Mm. This one I listened to a total of 12 times, mainly because I loved.
You're only at 12 right
I'm
now?
I'm only at 12.
Oh, man.
And I mainly listen to it only because it's a very upbeat, very happy song. And it's talking about, you know, what we really need in this world is a little love.
Yeah.
And I love, there's a verse that says, you should take a moment to notice someone else. It feels like nothing, but it might mean the world to them.
Nice.
I love that. I love that lyric, and I love the way it's sang. I really like the song, which we'll talk more about momentarily.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I assume there's an acoustic version coming up.
Well, see.
We won't spoil that.
We'll see.
Don't know why I keep forgetting to mention this. My number 7 had 31 plays also, so that great name, and It's Gonna Happen. I think they're side by side on the album, if I'm not mistaken.
It could
so
be. He just went back.
Yeah, so anyway, the next one. Is Jehovah Sabaoth. I'm not sure how to say that last part, but it's by IBC. It also has 31 plays. I think all three of those are just do.
Yeah.
But
well, I like this one. I like that one. I like this one.
Right. I was like, here we go.
Here we go.
But it features London. Somebody local to this area, which is really, really cool, and she just tears it up. It is ridiculous.
Well, naturally.
Right.
Yeah. As she does.
It seems like they've gone into a kind of one song per album is like ballad style or recital style where they feature one person to sing the entire thing and then the entire choir backs them up.
I'm not against that.
I've come to expect it at this point because that just seems to be what's happening.
Yeah.
But there is there's another song on a different album where they do that, but I just like how it's like the whole choir. Usually their songs feature multiple soloists, which I really, really appreciate in this economy.
Right.
But
due to inflation.
Right. Or due to lack of soloists available. But I really just like how they featured that one person and then have the full choir just go in on it. That one's 31 plays also. So 31, 31, 31. That's where I'm at.
We are now on my number 6.
Correct.
It's a song called We All Need Jesus by Danny Gokey featuring Corin Hawthorne.
Nice.
This song here, when it came out.
Two excellent singers.
I couldn't wait. Because this is one. What I do occasionally, and I did this more this year than I ever have. I listen to less music than I ever have.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, all of this happened within
a span of months. I barely listen to, compared to previous years.
Right.
Of plays. Normally, I'm like in the 50s by now.
Right.
You know?
But what I did more so this year is I went on to Apple Music and just went, like, what's coming up? Like, what's some of the stuff that's coming?
Right.
And I saw this song. I saw that there was going to be a Danny Gokey song featuring Corin. Both of them are amazing.
Right.
And I'm like, it's got the name in the title?
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for that to come out. Well, absolutely. It did, and it did not disappoint. In fact, I enjoyed it so much that I listened to it 12 times.
I knew it.
But in my defense and in defense of the song, at least four of those were like back-to-back.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
At least four of them.
See, I'm out here thinking that mine are like... they're super low for me, but then still compared to yours, I'm like, what, double, triple yours right now?
Yeah, you're triple mine. Yeah.
Jeez Louise. Well, my number five is Breakout by Mark Crowder.
Did that song come out this year?
It did.
At the like the beginning?
It did.
Okay.
We also did it this year at our church.
Yeah, we did.
So that's why I listened to it 38 times. It's a very good song, but it's also one that requires a lot of practice.
It does.
If you're going to do it on your own, which we should all be practicing anyways.
Right. But PSA, practice.
But regardless, it's a very, very good song, but it's just, it's, there's so much to it that you just have to like, okay.
It's very fun.
Yes.
It's
very, very fun.
It's fun to play.
Super fun. Once we finally got it.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. It was great.
I remember you sent it to me, and at first I didn't care for it. It's not that I didn't care for the song. I didn't care for the way that they go, break out.
The way the chorus goes. Yeah.
And then break out. And then there'd be like they pause, you know. Whenever he's not ad-libbing, it would be like...
It's very difficult to fill that spot.
Yeah.
Like, as far as ad-libbing goes.
He is a beast.
He's ridiculous. Like,
his range...
Unreal.
It's not fair.
It's not.
It's really not.
It's not. It is unreal. It is very difficult to lead. So, Mark Crowder, you are a beast.
Yes.
Your band is a beast.
It's great.
Very excellent. Very good song. If I'm not mistaken, I think he won an award on that.
I hope so.
Don't quote me on that.
One award that he won is most covered song of 2021.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Because so many people did that song.
Did he like legit win that award?
Now he has.
Okay.
Yeah. I was speaking
according
more,
to us.
Yeah, according to us, he receives the Tables Award.
Yeah, we do. I looked up several covers of that online. Yeah,
there's many in multiple languages.
That's true.
Okay, so the next one for me is a song called Alive by Nonah, Nonah. I'm pretty sure that I have had this one on a previous list. It's just a really fun
summertime.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a very summery song. Fun fact, I recently came across the stock image of the flamingo float that they use for the album cover. But that's okay. That's what stock images are for. It's just rare that you actually, just per happenstance, come across. But I saw it, and I was like, yo, that looks familiar. And then I was like, there's no way.
Yeah.
So I pulled up the album cover and like did a little comparison, and I was like, my guys. Like,
that's great.
That's really fun.
I think if I were in that situation, I would have. Then this is... nothing against them by any means, because clearly something they're doing is working.
Yeah.
But what I would have done is, if I would have found a stock image that I liked and that I wanted to use as the album art, I would have tried to recreate it
in some way.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta be careful with that. Well, I guess if it's a stock image, you don't really have to worry about plagiarism. I don't know. How does that work? Like, if you were to
I guess it would depend on what it is, because there's some stuff that's like, okay, this is very clearly plagiarized. But then there's other stuff that's like, okay, you took a picture of a pineapple in a sunflower field.
Right.
Like, you just happened to find one.
But if it's a, let's say, you know, a stock image, it's copyright free.
Yeah.
But you recreate it, you know.
I feel like that's fine, personally.
I just wonder, like, legally speaking, if that's plagiarism.
We should find out. We should try that.
We should try that.
Right.
We should put our own freedom on the line and try that. I think I'll leave that
risk, up to, fines, right. and penalties.
I think I'll leave that up to you, bro.
I got it.
I've listened to it a total of how many times, Tyler?
13.
12.
What? You're still at 12?
I'm still at 12.
Yeah. You're at number 5?
I'm at number 5, and I'm at 12 place.
Oh, my. Jeez, Louise.
I'm telling you, bro. I realized when I look at this list, again, all of this was listened to within a span of a few months. I did not listen to music this year.
I feel like I did, but I guess I had a lot of mornings in my car where I didn't listen to music.
Yeah.
I was either on my phone.
Right.
Like, not like on the phone, like texting. Like, I was either on a phone call.
Yeah.
Or I was talking with the Lord.
Right.
Or there were some times where I was listening to a podcast. I did download more podcasts this year.
Well, there you go. So maybe that has something.
Maybe it did. Okay. Yeah. I've been making a lot more playlists, but these playlists are hours and hours long.
Yeah.
That's true. The me repeating these songs is not really happening.
Right, right.
Okay,
unless it's the IBC album, which
right?
Of course,
absolutely.
So that's why it's mostly now it's all coming
now
together.
It makes sense. It's all coming together.
Cool.
So your number 5 had 12 plays, correct?
Yes.
My number 4 had that plus 30. We're at 40. We're at 42 plays, and it is one of our Drop the Bops. It is Nothing Else by Gatton and SXXNT.
We still don't know how to say it.
I want to say 16 still. That's not very clearly not correct.
Right.
But I'm going to say Gatton and 16.
I remember Gatton and 16. I remember the episode where I tried to come up with an acronym for it and it just wasn't working.
No. But this one is very good. It's a lo-fi version of a contemporary worship song, Nothing Else, by Cody Carnes is the original, I believe.
Husband to Carrie Job.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Dropping facts on here. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. Well, information is helpful.
Absolutely. So. As a wise man once said.
Right, right.
shirt available at thattablepod.com/store.
But yeah, nothing else. Very good version by Gatton. It's just a very soft, chill, but has like a very good beat behind it too. It's just yeah. They also released some other versions, not necessarily with Gatton, but with similar singers, like What a Beautiful Name and other songs like that that are just very relaxing.
Oh, you meant okay. I thought you meant that they released other versions of the same song. How do you feel about that when artists do that? An example is Torin released Hills and Valleys.
Right.
Then there was the Hills version, which was like more upbeat, more like happy, like yay.
It depends.
There was the Valleys version, which was just him playing piano and singing it that way.
Sometimes it's really what you need.
Yeah.
Like I'm brought back to Hillsong. Elevation? One of them with What a Beautiful Name.
It's Hillsong, I think.
Gospel version.
Oh, yes.
That was a very much needed re-release in a different version. Some of them, they're like remastered, but it's like remix or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes it's unnecessary.
Usually it's like the situation is you've got the song, then you take the same vocal tracks and everything.
Yeah.
You just put different music behind it. You've remixed it.
Yeah.
Not necessarily re-recorded it. Sometimes they re-record it.
That's what I was saying. For it to be valid, it would need to be re-recorded.
I got you.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the song for me personally.
I agree. And we've talked about it before on a previous podcast episode.
Yeah.
So just refer back to that.
Right.
I may be contradicting myself.
Well, we can do this. I mean, we're flawed.
Right.
We're not perfect.
Right.
Jeez.
Much unlike our Christ.
Oh, yes. He is perfect.
Hey.
And worthy of all praise.
Hey.
Number 4 is a song called No Shadow, and it's featuring Chris Hardy, and it's by Eleni Young.
Wow.
I love this song.
I'm glad.
It's so good, and I would love...
It is very good.
I would love to sing it. I would love to...
It's very good.
It's one of those songs...
I would love to play piano for you while
I would love for you to do that. That would be great. It's just a great song, man. Like it's got a beautiful message to it. Sound the voices of the people singing it, beautiful voices.
Very good. They sound very good together.
They really do. And then there's just a particular part of the song where they just God, you are faithful. Oh, man, it's so good. If you haven't listened to it, I definitely recommend going and checking it out. It's been played on my phone and my ears a total of 14 times.
Nice.
Most of those were like sessions. Listen to it two or three times in a row. Go do something else.
It's a very, very good song.
It's very good.
Yeah. So I understand that entirely. I really want to sing that one too, but I can't get that high. Not and sound good.
I think you could, though, if you trained towards it.
If I worked
towards it. I have confidence in you that you could do it.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome, brother.
My number three is Have Your Way by Draylen Young and James Wilson.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Very, very good one. But we also did this at our church this year.
We also did that one.
That's another one that I taught. So I had, whenever, especially if it's a song that I have to teach,
yeah.
I am definitely going through and listening to it a bunch.
You know, you and I still haven't done that like in a service. We've done it at a jam session before, but we still haven't.
We're going to have to remedy that very soon.
We should. That'd be fun.
I listened to it 43 times. It was very, a lot of it was very casual listening as well, but
it's a good song.
Those numbers definitely increased whenever I realized we were going to be doing it in service.
Those guys pop off on that bridge.
They very, very much do.
thank you, Tyler.
Yes.
They very, very much do.
I think this is one of our bops, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
If it wasn't,
it is now.
Just consider it that it was.
Right.
So my number three.
Yeah, we're at top three now.
We're in the top three, man. Wow. My number three. Now, if you remember, Tyler, earlier at my number seven, I told you about a song called A Little Love featuring Mercy Me by Gary LaVox. My number three is a song called A Little Love by Mercy Me featuring Gary LaVox.
Is it a different version?
It is the exact same song, same music. The only thing they did different is who sings what.
What?
I kid you not.
Okay, wait. So they like switched up the verses?
Yeah. So
okay,
in the Mercy Me version, Bart sings verse one.
Right.
Gary has verse two. And then there's a certain way they do the bridge where he goes first and then, Bart goes first and then Gary comes in behind that.
Like you do.
Right, you do. On Gary's album, Gary sings the first song, the first verse. Bart sings verse two. And then on the bridge, it is mostly just Gary. but I prefer after listening to the two, I prefer the Mercy Me version featuring Gary.
Clearly not according to your Apple Music replay.
Well, no, clearly so, because Mercy Me featuring Gary is at number three.
Oh, okay, I got them switched up
with 17 plays as opposed to
12
for the other one.
Oh my gosh, I like that though. I like how they let somebody else sing
it. I like the way they did it. The only thing I didn't care for, and I know that I went back and forth between the two of them just to like compare stuff,
right?
But there's a certain parts where like. So some of them, they would sing a couple of lines and then there'd be somebody in the background going,
yeah,
and it's in the same, they're making it sound like
that
they're making it sound like they're in the studio and like someone is like, yes, you know?
Yeah.
But it was the same at the same points, same, same everything. And I'm just you should have re-recorded, maybe
cut that out or something,
but I really like the Mercy. I like the Mercy Me version better, and it's number three. It's played 17 times, and now it's your turn.
Nice, yes, nice. We're getting the top two.
We're in the top two now, brother.
This is serious.
Yeah, this is going to be something.
This is going to be good. Is what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Some would say better than good.
Oh my gosh.
Number two is Better Than Good by Indiana Bible College. Also at 43 plays. I'm very glad that they put this one at number two, though, because if I could have made this one number one, I feel like that was my number one play.
That's your favorite?
That bridge,
it's
just, I get hyped every time.
Yeah, you do. And it doesn't, just, you don't just get hyped like while you're listening. It translates into other parts of life.
Right.
Like,
right.
Like text messages, for example.
I can't help it because when just, I think about the goodness of Jesus.
I mean, he's just so good.
Hey! You know? He's better than good to me.
That's exactly right. That's a good song, though.
It's a very, very, very good song. And it's one of those that's like, I listen to it and I love it so much and I love singing on it, but it's not one that I'm going to be like, hey, we should do this song.
Yeah.
Because I don't want, like, I don't want to, like, ruin it for myself. Not that we would ruin it, but it's like, I want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I want it to be left.
It should just like be, that. It should just be enjoyed as it is. Yeah. As it is. Yes. Yeah. So number two for me is a little song called Breakout.
Really?
By Mark Crowder. We've already sang its praises. It's a great song. Bearing in mind that we did have to learn it and we did have
I figured that would be why. Yeah.
Well, you know, I had to teach musicians certain things, which resulted in me listening to it a total of 18 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Only 18.
Only 18. And it's at number two. 18.
Jeez.
Your number 10 had 27. Just for...
See, and I thought that mine was low. Just for
comparison.
I thought that it was low. Well, okay. Are we ready for our number one?
I'm ready, brother.
I'm ready.
Is this the surprise?
This is not the surprise.
The surprise was that...
The surprise will be after.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I have a surprise after this.
Okay, okay.
But my number one is Great Jehovah by... IBC, but the Great Jehovah, that surprised me. I really like that one.
Yeah.
But I was very surprised that it was above Better Than Good.
I'm a little surprised by that as well.
But I really liked it. I really do.
It's good.
It's the, especially the chorus, the Great
It's Jehovah. Not better than good.
It's not better
but
than
it's,
good.
But it is good.
It's very good. Not better than good. I don't know why I listen to it so much. I really don't.
You like the part where they say Jehovah.
That's true.
Instead of...
Yehovah. Oh, I know what it is. It's the bridge.
What is? Oh, the
no word is good enough. Yeah. No song is not enough to say your love.
You like a good bridge.
I do love a good bridge. Literally, I'll show somebody a song and I'll be like, just wait till the bridge.
Yeah, what? Just you've literally
ignore three minutes of music.
He is not joking. He has literally sent us songs. He's like, this song is bad. Just fast forward to the bridge, and I'm like. No. I'm just not going to do that.
I understand entirely. Yeah. I love me.
If you get, he that endureth until the bridge
basically,
shall be saved.
Basically, I love me a good bridge, man. I do. It's just, it's the pinnacle of the song.
It really, what it really seems like, though, that expectation is everywhere. And it seems like, I don't know this because I'm not a songwriter. It seems as if people put a extra focus on the bridge.
I feel like people start writing songs with bridges.
Yeah.
And then the rest comes in after.
Maybe so. Because, I mean, and
they're like, oh, that would be really good.
It's not a critic. I feel like it could be taken as a criticism, me saying that. I don't mean it as one, but it does seem that way. Like, okay, you know, verse one is like the same line two or three times. Verse two is the same line plus two more two or three times.
Right.
But on the bridge, we got to
switch
we
up
got
the medley.
To bring it. We the got melody. To do, you know, yeah, that kind of stuff. So anyway, maybe I'm wrong, but it seems that way.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Oh, good.
Did I say mine had 49 plays?
You didn't.
49 plays.
49 plays.
49 plays. I didn't even make 50 this year.
Huh. Well, if only you would have listened to a few more songs, Tyler.
I know.
So number one on my list is a song called All I See featuring Breland, and it's by Gary LaVox. This song, I really like a lot.
Really?
The effect is still there. It's not as bad. That's another thing about this effect is it's inconsistent. There's some songs where it's like heavy, and then there's other songs like this one where it's not as much. Plus, I really like the melody of this song. I like the words. It basically is saying, you know, open my eyes until you are all I see. I don't need this. If this is a problem, you know, take this, take that. We'll do whatever you got to do to open my eyes until you're all I see.
Yeah.
And it's got some really good lyrics. You know, we like a good lyrical song.
Right.
So I like that one a lot. I played it 21 times. My number one song has 21 plays.
Oh, man. Wow. That is crazy. I'm still at double yours, so we're still keeping in trend.
I mean,
I'm just a little disappointed in myself.
Why?
Because I'm last. It wasn't last year. Mine at like almost 100 or 100 or something.
I don't remember right off the top of my head.
It was just really high. I don't know. I'm just a little
Tyler. Yours
little let down.
Yours is at like if in your own personal time, add up how many of times you listened to a song.
Well, I guess I mean, it doesn't help that a close personal friend of mine, their number one song was played 121 times. And that, like, the whole entire list was just huge amounts. Like, their number 10 was 41.
Yeah.
It was 41. It went 41, 42, 46, 51, 54, 58, 58, 72, 89, and then 121.
But it's also, you so have to take like, into account the playlist aspect that you mentioned.
That's true. I'm trying to remember that. But yeah, there's somebody out there who has listened to a song. Their number one song was played 80 times more than mine.
Jeez.
Which blew my mind. Because I know last year we were like, if somebody has played their music more than mine, please come forth.
Well, they have.
Because we have found that person.
Nice. So
that is the surprise. But anyway, we are going to post these screenshots of our top 10 on our Instagram stories. You should definitely check those out. Or there's not going to be a drop the bop today because, well,
Whole episode was a drop the bop.
The whole episode was a drop the bop. So definitely check that out. We're going to try to tag these artists if at all possible. But
we'll just have to see because sometimes I just don't have time.
It just be
like that sometimes. Brother, I've had a wonderful time.
A great time.
It has been a music-filled episode.
Wow. Love
that. Jam-packed.
Wow. It's been really good. It's been better than good.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter and give us a follow at That Table Pod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the support tab on our website at www.thattablepod.com. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you, and as always, until next time, be blessed.